Trump. The official Republican response to the president's address delivered by Senator Katie Britt of Alabama. Three more Houthi rebel drones they were targeting the Gulf of Aden have been shot down by the U.S. military. The Dow is up 89 points, while the NASDAQ is down 48. More details at srnnews.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. And remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now. And I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Lots to talk about today. I think we'll be essentially dry through midday. Windy today and tonight, high 73. Rain and thunderstorms begins in the afternoon, and especially late afternoon, becoming locally heavy. Widespread rain and thunderstorms tonight. A flood watch is in effect. Excessive rainfall amounts are possible. Severe weather threat, including damaging wind gusts and a few tornadoes. Low tonight, 65. I think the rain moves out before lunchtime tomorrow. Sunshine returning on Sunday. Much cooler, high 62. Alabama growers, we could see 30s Sunday and Monday night. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery police and fire medics responded to a single vehicle crash in the area of I-85 North near Eastern Boulevard just before midnight Wednesday. 20-year-old Jasmine Harris was pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. The Alabama House of Representatives on Thursday advanced a bill that would prohibit diversity, equality, and inclusion programs at universities and state agencies. The bill now returns to the Alabama Senate for approval of the House changes. The bill would also prohibit DEI programs in public schools. Governor Kay Ivey signed legislation into law Wednesday shielding in vitro fertilization providers from potential legal liability due to the ruling that equated frozen embryos to children. The new law protects providers from lawsuits and criminal prosecution for the damage or death of an embryo during IVF services. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Third half of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Deason. I just want to go ahead and give a disclaimer. Everything that has been said on this program today was on Allison Sinclair's list, and I just read it the way she wanted me to say it.
Is this like only women can criticize women?
Yes, I didn't. I'm just here. I'm just facilitating your conversation.
I get it.
It is Women's Day after all, Scott. So I just like to add that, you know, Allison's turning into a pretty fine producer over there. You know?
She's doing a good job, isn't she? She's making sure everything's staying muted and everybody actually does what they need to do.
She actually caught me in a potential mistake just now.
Really?
I've caught you twice, Sky. Just today.
Yeah, but who's counting?
I got a whiteboard, actually.
Okay.
She is. Let's go out to our calls. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your patience. I hope you're having a wonderful Friday on this International Women's Day.
Well, good morning. Good morning.
Sorry.
I think Katie did a good job. I don't know if she went quite far enough. Personally, I think there should have been a lot more. She addressed the current issues. I think I would have went back to the beginning of his term and started listing all the things that he has failed at. And for me, the turning point happened really early. When he challenged the Supreme Court justices and basically tried to intimidate them, they should have stood up and turned their back on him, is what they
should
have done.
That was very classless. That is not presidential-like at all.
Well, I'm not 100%. Are y'all 100% sure it was a threat? Because
couldn't even say it right,
with
actually.
With all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral power. Excuse me, electoral or political power. You are about to realize just how much you're... And know what he said?
Well, first off...
He said, just first you're going to realize just how much ice cream you can eat.
First off, Supreme Court judges are not put there by elected. They are not elected.
That's right.
So what difference does it make to them? No, it was a threat. It was a threat.
I agree with you. I'm just saying he couldn't even finish his threat because it mumbled off at the end, and you're like, okay, what are we doing?
Well, what I really called about, though, I just wanted to throw that in because I think she did a good job. She just didn't go far enough.
Really?
She should have made
sure. Did you watch it? Did you watch it, Bill, or did you listen to it? Because that's the interesting thing. You did.
I watched every minute of it. In fact, during the presentation of it, the other day we were talking and we said who could be worse than Kamala Harris as vice president? And I said there's a long list, and you said, really?
Yes.
So I came up with a list during that that wonderful State of the Union address.
Okay.
And it's not necessarily worse than. You remember in algebra we had greater than, equal to, or less than?
Yes.
This is kind of that realm. And I kind of came up with a three-way tie.
Uh-huh.
I kind of came up with a three-way tie as number one.
Okay.
Okay.
AOC, Maxine Waters, Gavin Newsom.
Man.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, that's three I'll give you.
I'm going to make a list.
But are you sure they're worse than Kamala or just even?
Well, that's greater than or equal to.
Okay. Greater than or equal to.
It's maths, man.
Hey, Bill, appreciate you, buddy.
How about Ilhan Omar?
Ooh.
Mm. Okay, yeah, they could be. That's pretty bad. All right, she may
Elizabeth Warren?
No, I don't think Elizabeth would be worse than Kamala.
Cory Booker?
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, Bill, I give. Uncle, there is a list that's worse.
Or equal to, or greater than.
That's right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Y'all have a great weekend.
You too.
Bill was being productive last
week. He was.
I do know there are people that I've heard from that really did like her speech, and they actually watched it. Yes.
There's a bunch of men who watched it who liked it.
Mm-hmm. Trust me, from what I understand, it's much better in print than...
Is it?
Trust yeah, I read it. Me.
Hmm. I'm not sure what this is.
I don't know. I was watching the speech and I thought...
I'm mesmerized. Suddenly want to vote establishment.
Who was that, Scott?
Like a Disney movie. Do you want me to read Trump's response?
That is actually educated... Yeah. Deal. That is Ka from The Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling.
Okay.
That's what I figured. It's like
it's the snake. Trust in me with the crazy eyes. There's a bunch of Alabama guys who watched that video. It was awesome.
She's cute, Scott.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
She's cute. She's smart. I think she's smart.
I don't disagree with either. Yes, I get you. What did Donald Trump say?
Yes.
She can... Okay.
I saved Allison.
I was thinking about when I was in Washington, D.C., and I saw her walk into a meeting with three men,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, she held court.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she sat them down, told them what they needed to know, and they got up and walked out, and they were like, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
So she can get some things done, too. It's impressive. Okay, so... Donald Trump's response, Katie Britt was a great contrast to an angry and obviously very disturbed, quote, president. Hmm. She was compassionate and caring, especially concerning women and women's issues. Her conversation on migrant crime was powerful and insightful. Great job, Katie.
That's Donald Trump.
That is Donald J. Trump.
How about that?
Yep.
Well, maybe he is going to pick her.
He might.
Especially on women's issues.
Yeah, I hope not.
On Women's Day, maybe he'll announce it.
You know, I mean, maybe it's probably my bad. It's a fault in my character that patronization drives me crazy.
Is this a brilliant move by the RNC?
I mean, maybe.
No, it's not possible.
Okay.
It is not possible. It is not. When's the last time the RNC did a brilliant move? Or the United States Senate?
Broken clock.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's
no, that's still not right. The broken clock's right twice a day. And here's the other thing. In 2024, broken clock's never right because they're all digital.
And it's leap year.
And you can't even see it.
Still, I hope against hope. And I think, you know.
This is so positive.
This is a great play at liberal women that are just destroying Republicans. And then you add Katie Britt to the ticket. But remember what happened to JFK. They said you needed the Deep South vote, and he added LBJ. And, well, how that turned out.
Well, C.J. Pearson, who has been a huge Katie Britt supporter, they both went to the University of Alabama. Actually, C.J.
I did too, but
about to, he's running for state rep in Georgia currently. Okay. He's in a runoff. But anyway, 21, really smart guy. But he posted last night, Katie Britt isn't preaching to the choir tonight to the people that are already voting for President Trump. What she's doing is helping us grow the congregation and cut through the lie that suburban women and mothers are not rallying behind President Trump.
Thank you very
That's
much.
That's how we win 2024.
Okay. I hadn't read that.
Yeah. So.
That, that is a very intelligent, whoever wrote that.
Yes. CJ is very smart. I
right,
like
I'm
him.
Just going to tell y'all.
How about that?
That might be the play. But it doesn't work.
Why not?
I just don't
the
think
so. The liberals love AOC.
No, yes, but it doesn't matter.
She is the
liberal suburban woman voted for Katie Britt in Alabama to stop Mo Brooks. The liberal suburban woman is not going to vote with Katie Britt to help Donald Trump.
Yeah, good point.
In the national race,
true.
Donald Trump is Mo Brooks.
Yeah. You're right.
They are out to stop conservatives. They are out to stop America First.
Ugh.
So Katie Britt, she doesn't pull them along to get them to vote for Donald Trump.
Maybe we get 5 to 10%.
No.
No.
No. Because they will erase whatever emotion whipped them up last night. The mainstream media will whip them back into line over the next few months.
Good point.
That was the thing. They were out to stop Mo Brooks. It wasn't love for her, and that's where the Republicans have missed it. They're like, man, she is brilliant. She was able to do all these things in Alabama, and people rallied the Democrats and millions of dollars. Did that. Mm. Not personal strength of charisma. Mm. That's my opinion. Mm. I could be wrong.
I hope you
but
are.
But I'm usually not. But
I'm
you know
the
what?
RNC way too much credit, I guess.
I hope I'm wrong, but I bet you I'm not. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Scott, you are wise beyond your years, my friend.
Thank you, Papa B.
That's what
we need to hear.
You're right on, man. And, you know, I'll say, got to do this up front. I like Katie Britt. I think she's doing a good job. I didn't have any, you know, qualms about what she said. I think she said some good things. But here's my problem with Katie Britt. Well, one of them, I guess. Yeah, her tone and the drama of it, you know, when she speaks, it reminds me of one of those commercials, you know, where they come on with the, you know, poor animals, you know, the dog is...
Yeah, the Humane Society fundraisers, yes.
Won't you give 50 cents a day to these poor, starving animals?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm telling you, that's what it sounds like to me. And I guarantee, you know, if you think about it, that's exactly what it sounds like, I think. But it's the tone and the
drama. Because the president fights senseless border policies. What would you do if there was a child waiting in front of you?
Yeah, the music, that new age music.
Okay, sorry, somebody's already done that, and it's hysterical because then they it's a UNICEF commercial, and then they click to Alyssa Milano, who's in a green shirt too, and she's like, children are starving, and it sounds just like Katie Britt.
Papa B, you were ahead of your time, brother.
All right, bud. Well, y'all have a good one. I appreciate the show. I'm enjoying it today.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, buddy. No, Papa B was right on.
No,
when you played that, I was like, I really thought you put that together.
I just whipped
Allison,
that up
but
in
that was, yeah.
2 seconds.
I was over here going, the song for the Humane Society fundraiser. I'm typing in to
no,
do that.
I saw that this morning.
Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, welcome to the program.
Hey there. She came across to me as a cutesy junior leaguer. You know, I mean, it was just like, oh my gosh, just terrible. Now, if the intention was to package what she was actually saying, which was not a bad speech, if the intention was to package that soft and almost to the point of, oh, gag me, then they did a real good job. But I think we didn't need somebody sitting at the kitchen table. We needed somebody that was sitting there and could dismantle what he was saying. Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense to me, Kyle. The visuals make a difference.
Yeah, right. And so she didn't need to be sitting there. You know, I'd like to welcome you into my home. Well, that's fine and good, but that's selling real estate. You don't need to sell real estate. You need to be somewhere where you have an official office looking, you know, be sitting behind your desk.
Let's do it at like Independence Hall or somewhere that's about saving the country.
Right. There's a time and a place for a fireside chat. And
you got it. Hey, Kyle, we got to take a break, brother. Great points. We'll be back. Get it on.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market report. How is the real estate market and what does 2024 hold for us? Last year, over 4,700 homes sold and closed through realtors and the average sales price was $245,000. People who have owned real estate over the last 2 to 3 years have profited by keeping their homes and now have more equity in their home than ever. The people who listed their homes with realtors were able to find ready and willing buyers that paid at or above their asking price. Mortgage companies and local builders have found ways to overcome higher rates with attractive programs that allow for low-cost refinancing when the rate drops. Some of the local mortgage companies have new programs that help buyers with low down payment programs, such as one program with 1% down or even less. If you haven't bought a house yet, now is the time. For all the information, call Bo Goodson at 221-2883 or the Goodson Group at 551-0225.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for
many, many years. And now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida. And now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Jungle, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday. Actually, today has been way more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Me too.
I mean, I thought it was just going to be down. I mean, we had the State of the Union address. We had the response.
What?
Nobody even cares about the State of the Union address. We care more about the response.
Nobody cares about the prescription drug tax of $10.64 that's coming.
Couldn't get to it.
And, you know, hey, look.
Look, we'll just get to it
next
week.
You don't have to have medicine. Just pay your tax.
We're all going to die anyway.
Just be thankful that you got enough money. Just be thankful that you're getting medicine and you have the ability to pay some more taxes.
Be thankful that China hasn't cut off our supply yet.
Yes.
Of all the things to raise taxes on, the
prescription drugs. Well, you know. Yeah, but look, if the taxes are too high to be able to buy the medicine, the people who are mad at you die.
Right.
Yeah. And then they can't vote against you. It is a brilliant plan. Thought up by the Alabama Republican legislative leadership. Let's go out to Martha, who is a first-time caller. And as you know, if you're a first-time caller, you get to go to the front of the line. And then we'll get to Bama lineman after that.
On
to Martha.
First-time caller.
Yes. Hey. Welcome to the program, Martha.
Okay, thank you. I've never called in like this before. I'm a Republican. I'm a Trump supporter. But I'm also an embarrassed citizen of this part of the country. I think Britt's response last night was deplorable. I think she talked like she was talking to a small-town city council meeting. She didn't comment enough on the major things. She kept referring to her children. The kitchen table, only in the Deep South do people talk about the kitchen table. And the whole nation, the whole world heard this. And it's like, I thought she'd been more of a professional, I guess, than that. Mm. So, anyway,
yes,
that's just my opinion. I'm totally disappointed.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, that's a great first call. Don't let it be your last call, Martha, please.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Hey, thank you
have
very
a great
much.
Day.
No, I mean, that's...
I get what they were trying to do. I mean, because they do need to come down from their ivory towers.
Right.
But I don't know if that was the time to do it. Because we're at war.
But the establishment Republicans don't seem to realize that we're at war. No. You know, they're the ones who are fine with the bridge is out. They just want to be driving the train a little slower towards the precipice.
You're a good.
That was poetry, Scott. Wow.
Dang it.
No, I mean, I'm just having a good day. I don't know what it is.
It's Friday. And I'm right. And I'm Scott Beeson.
Yeah, I don't know if we can take too much more of this.
Well, we got to go.
Let's go to Bama lineman that I hope is not named Wesley. Welcome to the program.
I enjoy your program. I listen to it every day.
Okay, it's
not
Wesley. Don't
get to listen to it all the time.
Yes, sir. Thank
you. This is Bama lineman.
Gotcha.
I was going to comment on the Katie Britt thing, too. I mean, Papa B and Scott, y'all hit it on the nose to me. I felt like I was listening to someone that was in the Miss America contest answering her question.
Right.
There was
she used to do
so
pageants.
Much.
She did used well, to do, she was, yeah,
it,
she's a pageant
it
girl.
It shows, but I mean, you know, I think the GOP missed a perfect opportunity after that divisive speech he gave. And if y'all watched X trending last night after her rebuttal, it got Saturday Night Live, they're going to make a skit out of this. You watch and see.
Guarantee. It's comedy gold right there.
Bama lineman, did you see the GIF or the meme that has, it looks like the Riverboat Brawl. It's got a bunch of people just throwing chairs at each other and like smacking each other over the head, but there's probably like 50 people. And it says, all the SNL actresses fighting over who gets to play Katie Britt on Saturday night.
I did not see that, but I'm sure funny. I will before it's over with. But I just think they missed a perfect opportunity. They should have had someone. I mean, I don't care if it's a man or a woman, but someone that was more assertive than her. She really did. I mean, it was awful. And that's exactly how it trended on X, too.
What about if while she'd have been sitting there at the table making the speech, if she'd have been making a sandwich, would that have helped?
I didn't see that meme.
Saturday Night Live, send me a check, will you?
Oh, that's good.
I am not going there. My wife is sitting in the car with me. There's no way I'm going there.
Wise man.
Bama Lyman, we appreciate you, brother. Have a great weekend.
You too, thank you.
Don't forget to call back sometime.
Gracious day.
So just to explain to Bama Lyman, Wesley Britt was a lineman at Bama.
At Bama.
So we were afraid that Bama lineman was Wesley Britt calling in.
He's very large.
Actually, Wesley is super cool. I've talked to him several times.
Nice.
Yeah,
they're nice. Here's the thing. Look, and I know it's, who was it? Was it Thunder that brought up, you know, what if we're facing off with Vladimir Putin? And we can be all equality and all that kind
she
of stuff.
She would say, stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it right now.
I don't know if her powers of persuasion would work on the guy who rides bears shirtless or whatever it is. But you just, sometimes you get the feeling that, you know, the friend growing up, well, women probably wouldn't, but Sky will know. You've got your little friend, you know what I'm saying? He's not bad. He's not tough. And you get in a situation, maybe it's in a ball game and you're playing or it's just whatever, and he's the guy that loses his temper and he starts to threaten people how he's about to whip some people, mm-hmm. and you're just like,
oh, here we go.
That kid.
That's not happening. And you're thinking... And so you just think sometimes if Katie gets really angry, you're just like, I'm just not scared. I'm not. Am I supposed to be scared?
No, she's not intimidating much at all.
Like there are times I think my tires are going to be slashed.
That's mafia scared. Yours, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about an imminent can of whoopee being opened. Scared. That's just not. That's not happening. Not happening.
Oh, I kind of. As a female, I kind of disagree.
You do?
I bet she's scrappy.
Mean girl?
No, I bet she can throw a punch.
Like in a girl fight?
In a girl fight, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that. I'm not too scared of the girl fight, but...
Well, no, you shouldn't be, but I'm saying, like, I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to tangle with her.
As a girl? As a woman?
As a woman.
As a mother?
As a mother. As a female on planet Earth.
Lunchbox Bob will be up on the other side. You don't want to miss that take, I am sure. And Clark as well. We'll be back.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans. We're dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com. What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223. Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters. For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Lots to talk about today. I think we'll be essentially dry through midday. Windy today and tonight, high 73. Rain and thunderstorms begins in the afternoon, and especially late afternoon, becoming locally heavy. Widespread rain and thunderstorms tonight. A flood watch is in effect. Excessive rainfall amounts are possible. Severe weather threat, including damaging wind gusts and a few tornadoes. Low tonight, 65. I think the rain moves out before lunchtime tomorrow. Sunshine returning on Sunday. Much cooler, high 62. Alabama growers, we could see 30s Sunday and Monday night. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Together we have hauled it, lifted it, dug it, and mowed it. Season after season, to every customer who has walked through our doors, thank you for trusting Capital Tractor and Kubota. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To the program, everybody.
Dang.
You're the one that handed it to me and said, look.
All right. And then Jeb got home.
And Jeb got home. Oh, let's
y'all
go to the phones.
We Lunchbox have too much
Bob.
Fun. I feel so sorry for everybody that can't do this show with us. We need cameras ASAP.
Do we?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
No.
No, we don't. Never mind.
Lunchbox, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
It's the third one, babe. And Scott, and we've been talking about one thing, and it's been awful and terrible and disheartening the whole morning, and I'm not going to make it any better.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of self-deception going on in here. Let's preface what I'm about to say with a very clear, very recordable note. What I'm about to say is not in any way impugning the character of the young senator, Miss Katie Britt from Alabama. I am sure that she is a fine, upstanding individual, a good wife and mother, and that she is in every way immune to what I'm about to level against the Republican Party. Because I'm going to use whatever that was last night as a personification of the Republican Party, and how today it reminds me completely and utterly of the word MILF. Here's how this works, people. That was a national event once a year, an opportunity for the United States to display on an international stage what we think of ourselves and what we think of our place in the world. And for the last century, almost, we've been a leader on the world stage. And for several of the last decades, we've been a sole superpower. And we have horribly abused that position. And the loyal opposition, the minority party that are the Republicans today, inspired every foreign actor with our display last night of something unsavory and unwilling, and that we don't want to be. Because that was a harlot speech to her husband. She's been caught. We know she's a hoe, the Republican Party leadership is. She's been caught by the man in her house who somewhere long ago lost his testicle. And now she's begging and pleading for one more election. She's been his wife forever. She's the mother of her children. She's been good and loyal, not really, but she knows what to say to make it sound better. She has every intention of running down the street as soon as the night's over and shacking up again with the angry dementia man who promises her everything she wants. You want free labor? We got it. You want low taxes for the corporations? We'll finagle it. You want to silence the abuse that you hear from the pesky children, we'll regulate it. She hates you. She's been caught. She knows it. She's going to put on a display. and she's hoping that you think of her not as those foreign adversaries think of a MILF, but that you're looking at her as an opportunity to join Major League Fishing. That you, as the abused, beaten, betrayed husband of the base, will now pick up your fishing rod, accept the truth. You know it, she's a hoe. But sure, hoe, and the one you're stuck with. And here we are today, wrapping ourselves in rhetorical pretzel stick twists, trying to justify how maybe that speech would have been better as an email, or that display better as a letter sent to the editor of a newspaper. The leadership of the Republican Party knew exactly what they were doing, and they are currently skipping and laughing down the street to meet Dementia Man in charge to arrange the next let's bilk our former husband, because he's busy trying to justify our relationship. Now, that might be a little strong, that might be a little tough, but that's something we need to hear and get straight, people. Now, think about that while you're sipping coffee. Strong, black, and slightly bitter.
Let's go to Clark.
Okay. That's a good idea. Hi, Clark.
Hey, how are y'all?
Fine.
Good. So, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Did I call in yesterday and give you my version of the State of the Union?
You did not.
Yes, I did.
You did? I don't remember it.
Yeah. I was listening, Clark. Scott was not.
Was it memorable?
Yes, it actually was really good, but I can't remember what he said, but it was good.
Oh, good.
Well, I can remember exactly what I said.
What'd you say?
It was about the oligarchy and America, and we're turning into a corporatist collectivist state.
Yes.
I just thought that was you talking. I didn't know that was the State of the Union.
That was the State of the Union. That is the state of our union now.
Well, that's true. Stop. It is. That okay, I got you.
Now, within an hour and a half, did I forward to you a plea from either Katie Brent or whoever was writing her speech?
You did, and I sent it. And I sent it to the Ladies of Liberty and responded to you accidentally during it. Yes.
Now, the first thing I want to say, I did not help her write that speech.
Are you sure? There was some decent points in it.
Well, I did not help, but as you and I discussed, the only way she'd use my stuff is if she had Mitch McConnell's approval.
Mm.
And I'd be my editor. Now, a couple of things. One, do you think that Katie Britt is listening to Alabama Unfiltered for ideas? Or does she have a staff member doing that? And two,
it's probably the staffer.
Yeah.
Did Sky dime me out and give my phone number to those people, or did they tap the phones and get it that way?
They're listening, man. They're always listening. You know that.
They know who listens. I mean, you listen streaming. That report came from the interwebs to their offices.
An hour and a half after I said what I said, and Katie Britt wants me to help her write her speech.
Hey, I didn't get a text. I guess she didn't want my help.
She already knew what you were going to put in.
She said no, Allison.
As a woman, as a mother, that was your suggestion.
I don't think you're getting any texts.
Well, after not helping her and seeing the work product, I'm probably not on the Christmas card list, so I can't help you out with like getting invitations in the future. I just found that highly interesting.
Very good, Clark. We appreciate you.
Y'all have a good weekend.
You too.
I do. Like, I don't want her to fail or any of our representatives to fail. Like, I really am. It doesn't sound like it, but I really am for them. And when I talk about her, I mean, I could barely even make it through. That was the most annoying speech I've ever heard. But she has such potential. She really does. I think she knows what conservatives want. I think she knows how to connect with people. I mean, obviously, she's a good communicator, maybe over communicator. Like she's smart. You don't get to where you are unless you're smart. It's like she has such potential, and I hope maybe this is a turning point.
She could be a genuine conservative rock star.
Yes, she could be everything that they're trying really hard to make her, but she can't get there if she stays like this.
She can't get there if she's doing what Mitch McConnell and that's...
Exactly.
If she's on that team, she can't get there.
No, you're right.
Is that what Lunchbox was trying to say?
Lunchbox was saying that the base was
parable?
Being cheated on. The base
yes,
was.
Yes, it was a parable.
I got it, point, believe me.
Yeah. Well, it took me a little while. I'll be back.
Out to Wind Creek, Montgomery, March 28th through the 30th for three action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at windcreekmontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest in Wind Creek is sponsored and endorsed by your name with FCA US LLC.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085. Or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Calling all foodies and music lovers, check out Little Fishtail Seafood Restaurant for a taste of the South's best food and live entertainment. Live music Friday and Saturday. Indulge in their mouth-watering meat and dream Wednesday through Friday. Or from their regular menu with seafood and the juiciest 8-ounce cheeseburger around. What are you waiting for? Come to Little Fishtail for a night of great food, live music, and fun for the whole family. Little Fishtail, where the food is good, the music is hot, and the fun never stops. Lightwood Road in Slapout. Look them up on Facebook for hours and more information.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a better way to shop for window treatments, which includes window treatment professionals and in-store design help. This is Ben with Just Blinds in Prattville. Your path to a better window treatment experience begins by visiting our showroom in Prattville. Stop in at your convenience Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You'll experience a friendly, personal, and custom process, all designed to deliver the absolute look and feel you want for your home, guaranteed. Visit us at Just Blinds in Prattville or online at gojustblinds.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just a good old boy
never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way.
We are back, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Allison Sinclair is here. Scott.
No. This is Amy Beth Shaver. I don't know what you're talking about.
Funny. Who's you with? Let's go to Sam from Pike County. Sam, welcome to the program. Thanks for listening. I hope you're having a wonderful Friday.
Scott, thank you for taking my call, Miss Allison.
Yes, sir.
I am having a wonderful Friday.
Good.
No, I'm sorry. I thought I was getting some kind of feedback. Hey, yes, sir. In all briefness, this whole thing with Katie Britt. Hey, listen, y'all. Everybody relax. She's got 30 to 40 more years to practice. Okay? She's going, yeah. Oh, man. God, I missed every bit of it. Here shortly, I'm going to YouTube it and check it out. I got in bed early. I got my rest. It's weird. But I talked to my 85-year-old father. He called. He's visiting with mom. He's out of town. And he saw it, and even he was making fun of it. And he's kind of a little bit droll. Yeah, but yeah. So I got to see this.
You joke, Sam. She has 30 or 40 more years to get it right. I mean, nerves get the best of you. You do things. You say things. You make facial expressions. Stop looking at me like that.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
I got one other thing. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Here you go. The speech. You said it was so well written and whatnot. Well, it's just like the book. Mm-hmm. You know, the book is always better than the
the movie.
than the movie. And I wonder if that speech. I wonder if it's autographed. I don't know. I keep going back. Gang, I'm hooked on that. That autograph.
Maybe somebody will send us a copy. Who knows?
Yeah, thanks, Sam.
I have to buy the copy.
Appreciate it.
Joey gets it for free. Joey gets a free signed copy. Well, I just get Joey an email telling
was,
me to...
Said it was knocked out of the park.
Yeah, Joey liked Katie Britt. He posted on Facebook that she knocked it out of the park. Mm-hmm.
She got to him.
What park were they playing at? Because it must have been a little field. It was a little short fence. Urbanite. Welcome to the program.
Good time.
Hey, you said it. Thanks for taking my call. You said it. Yeah, she's Miss Runner-Up right now, and we know it. But here's the deal. Was she meant to appeal to the women? Because she did not project power. But we know how catty women can be. But this is why I called Scott. Trump's attempt to go against Biden in real time. How did that work? Because that speech was moving pretty fast last night.
I didn't watch it.
Okay, yeah, Urbanite. That was my question, too. There's no way he could do that as well as he did. How did he do that?
He really is
a time traveler.
Have you seen it? Have you seen anything from it, or?
Did you watch part of it?
I mean, I went to Truth Social and, watched what he posted as... Go ahead.
I would just ask, probably one of the ways you can do it, Urbanite, and I did not see it, but don't they deliver the speeches early, the transcript of the speech early, what's going to be on the thing? So
it's like a day early, right?
Yeah, so you can have most of the responses ready, and then when they deliver the line.
Hey, you know what? But that's if you trust the Democrats, because I could believe somebody would flip it at the in the middle of the game.
Right.
It's an official document, remember? It is actually, that's why it's got to be ready and it's been typed by it. Everybody and mama's seen it, so.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you just have to be prepared, and if they actually say what they're supposed to say, then you have your response and you go. So it seems almost instantaneous. And if they say something different, then you just wait till the next one that's right, and then you go again.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that's how that would work. But I didn't watch it, but that's what I would do if I was doing it.
Yeah, but see, the lack of news clips on it tells me it either was incredibly good or it was a nothing burger.
Craigslaw would tell you that it was probably incredibly good or very good. And don't forget, the news has already said publicly that they will ignore Trump as much as possible because they think they helped get him elected in 16. So they're laying off as much as they can. That was Biden's night last night.
Unless he pays for the advertising.
Correct.
Mm. Yeah. And I don't blame him because he did get a lot of free. He rented a lot of cool space during 2016. I agree.
You got it. Urbanite, have a great weekend, buddy. We might be back. I mean, I'll probably be back. Allison may not. Y'all be careful. Be good out there. See y'all.